Trump claims wealthy donor offered to pay salaries of U.S. troops during government shutdown. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 14, 2025. President Donald Trump claimed that a wealthy donor offered to pay the salaries of U.S. service members if the United States government ran out of money available to pay the troops during the ongoing government shutdown. While taking questions from reporters during a meeting at the White House with Argentinian President Javier Milei, Trump was asked if the administration had the money to pay the troops. Trump noted that he told the donor that his administration wouldn't need it and that they would take care of our troops. "You have the money to pay the troops on October 15th?" a reporter asked. "I do. I actually have a man, who is a very wealthy person, who called. A donor, a great gentleman, and he said, if there's any money necessary, shortfall, for the paying of the troops, that I will pay it. Meaning, he will pay it," Trump answered. "How about that?" I said, "Look, we're not going to need it, we're going to take care of our troops." But, this was a position that's being forced upon us by Democrats, Trump added. "All they have to do is just sign a piece of paper saying we're going to keep it going the way, you know, there's nothing. It's not like, it shouldn't even be an argument. They've signed it many times before." Trump's comments come as the White House Office of Management and Budget, OMB, announced the Trump administration would continue to pay troops and law enforcement officials, and would also continue to make reductions in force, briefs, in the government. OMB is making every preparation to batten down the hatches and ride out the Democrats' intransigence, the OMB said in a post on X. Pay the troops, pay law enforcement, continue reefs, and wait. Breitbart News' Sean Moran reported that while several news outlets say that this Democrat shutdown could be one of the nation's longest, the Trump administration has moved to pay the nation's service members and law enforcement. As news outlets say that this Democrat shutdown could be one of the nation's longest, the Trump administration has moved to pay the nation's service members and law enforcement, and continue reductions in force, reefs. During a typical government shutdown, federal workers are furloughed and do not receive pay. However, the Trump administration has moved to issue reefs that eliminate a position within the morass of the federal government. Trump has previously vowed to get U.S. military service members every last penny as the government shutdown has continued. Breitbart News' Lowell Caulfield reported that while Trump has vowed that U.S. military service members will be paid, congressional aides told Reuters that legislation would have to pass by October 13 in order for the troops to be paid on October 15. Congressional aides told Reuters that legislation would have to pass by October 13 for the troops' payroll to process on time for October 15 delivery, given the number of people involved. As in past shutdowns, troops continue reporting to work as their roles are considered essential for national security. Prior to the government shutdown, Representative Jennifer Kiggins, RVA, introduced the Pay Our Troops Act in September, which has not been passed. Under the bill introduced by Kiggins, there would be continuing appropriations for military pay for any period during which interim of full-year appropriations for FY 2026 are not in effect. The summary of the bill says, specifically, the bill provides FY 2026 continuing appropriations for the pay and allowances of 1. Members of the armed forces, including reserve components, who perform active service during the period, and 2. Civilian personnel and contractors of the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security in the case of the Coast Guard, who are providing support to such members of the armed forces. If a government shutdown occurs, the bill provides the continuing appropriations until the earlier of 1. The enactment into law of specified appropriations legislation, or 2. January 1, 2027, the summary adds.